Thursday, 28 April 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in 1 Peter chapter 4 as we pursue this matter of what is really great in our lives. Now, there are some things that are greater than others. There's a lot of things that are necessary, a whole lot of things that are good. And then, of course, there's a whole lot of things that are not good and unnecessary. Father, do bless us with thy word. Speak to my heart today and the hearts of all of our listeners. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The way God determines greatness and the way we oftentimes determine greatness is absolutely different. For God's ways above our ways, his thoughts above our thoughts. For instance, our Lord Jesus Christ taught his disciples. He said, now among the Gentiles, if a person's up with authority, he has authorityship over people. But he said, that's not the way it's going to be with you, my followers. He that would be greatest among you, let him be servant of all. And then there's a matter of talents and abilities and so forth that God has given to us. But what have we that we have not received from him? And the answer to that is not anything. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from above. It comes down from the Lord. And in 1 John chapter 4, we're looking at this great matter of love in our lives, love for God and love for others. In 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 8, we read this, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. And we know what causes fervent charity or fervent love to be diminished or to cool off, do we not? In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. So, dear friend, as we grow deeper and deeper into, we go further and further in this age of unbelief, in what is known today as post-Christian America, then the less of the love of God we see, the more cold people's hearts are going to become. I want a hot heart for God, don't you? I want to love God. I want to love my family. I want to love my country, my friends. In fact, Jesus said that we should even love our enemies. Now, there are two chapters that are given over primarily to love in the Word of God. One is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and the other is 1 John chapter 4. You'll find the love of God mentioned throughout the precious Word of God. But we were on verse 11 on our last broadcast. Well, we started with verse 11, and let's go back there today. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Now, let's go back again, just for a moment, in this chapter to verse 7. For here's where the theme turns here in 1 John chapter 4, and where the premise is laid, the foundation is laid for all that we're reading about here in the rest of 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And as I speak, and I realize that we have people come in and out with these programs, some listen one day and some another day, some every day. But that's not the case with everybody. And so let's just never forget this, that when the Bible says that God is love, that does not mean that love is God, okay? God is love, but love is not God. You say, well, preacher, isn't that a contradiction? No, that's not a contradiction at all. Because, dear friend, there are different types of love. We in the English language, we use the word love for phileo. We use the word love for agape. And many times people use it for eros as well. Ought not to be used because eros is more lust than it is love. But you know as well as I do, there's some liberal, there's some people who would reject the need to repent of their sin, trust Christ as their Savior, and they say, well, I believe in love. I believe in love. Well, I do too, and God does too. In fact, God is love. But, dear friend, love, as far as man is concerned, does not make it God. God is love, and the Bible makes it clear here in verse 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Now, dear friend, we ought not to, especially as fundamentalists, God help us not to be afraid of this wonderful truth of love. Very fact, we're saved just because God loved us. And by the way, if we have any love in our heart for God, it is because he loved us first. The Bible makes that clear. We love him because he first loved us. But sometimes we can get so busy in our defense of the faith, and we should be standing for the faith. We should stand for the faith and defend the faith. But God help us not to become hard-hearted, not to become cold, and not to lose our love for God and our love for each other. In verse 13, hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. Thank God for the inside working of the Holy Spirit of God, the inside evidence of our wonderful relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it a wonderful thing that when our Lord Jesus Christ would go back to heaven, he would not leave us comfortless. That word is also translated fatherless. He would not leave us without a comforter. He would not leave us fatherless. When he would go back to heaven, he would send another comforter just like him. That's important, just like him. Very God of very God. And when the Holy Spirit came and activated the church at Pentecost, and since that time, he indwells the heart of all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful truth that is, that we can have the indwelling of the precious Holy Spirit of God. And dear friend, if we listen to him, then we are going to have love in our heart. We'll have love for God and love for one another. If we love one another, the Bible makes it clear in verse 12, if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Now, to love somebody doesn't mean that you have got to agree with everything they do. To love somebody doesn't mean that you have got to approve everything that they do. To love somebody doesn't mean that you'll always think just like they think. But hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. You know, I think about the Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples. And one day, there came somebody by that was casting out devils. And the disciples said, Lord, there was one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him because he wouldn't come along with us. I'm paraphrasing this. And our Lord Jesus Christ made it clear. He said, listen, he said, he that is not against us is for us. And he said, no man can do things like that and speak lightly of me. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Boy, that's our testimony, is it not? Is that not the message for this world? That the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And what was the motive for that? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And 1 John 4:16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in God and God in him, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Well, dear friends, time for us to close another broadcast. I love this series. I'll tell you, God is blessing my heart. I hope he's blessing your heart as well. But we can be known for a lot of things, and we can major on a whole lot of things. But let's not forget Peter's admonition in the midst of his teaching us how to endure suffering, how to endure persecution. All those things are important. But he said, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Our Heavenly Father, we readily confess that our love is not up to the standard of thy love. Lord, how you can love us is a mystery to begin with, but we thank thee for thy love and for thy grace, and for thy mercy. And, dear Lord, thou didst prove all this, and thus you sent your only begotten Son to be the Savior of the world. We pray in his name, our Lord Jesus Christ, thy only begotten Son. Amen. God bless you. Please join us next broadcast if you can.